Hello again. Today I would like to draw your attention to the psalm response found in today's readings. These prayerful verses are from Luke chapter 1, verse 60 and following. The prayer is called Zechariah's Canticle, or the Benedictus. It is the prayer which Zechariah prayed on the occasion of the birth of his newborn son, whom we know as John the Baptist. Notice Zechariah's words. Quote, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear." Unquote. This prayer resembles Mary's Magnificat, and both the Benedictus and the Magnificat have for centuries been prayed daily by monastic men and women. Indeed, these two prayers, like doors to the sacred, open and close the devotional day, the Benedictus in the morning and the Magnificat in the evening. Both prayers speak to this salvation history that began with the covenant made to Abraham and made anew through the sons of Zechariah and Mary. Notice the similarities in Zechariah and Mary's statements. Quote, Zechariah proclaims, "He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant," unquote. And Mary echoes the same sentiment, quote, "For he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever," unquote. And their respective prayers contextualize for Zechariah and Mary the recognition of God's presence in the history of the Jewish people. They are therefore prayers invoking a sense of salvation history, and so they therefore can serve as invitations for us to reflect where we are in our sense of history. Similar to Zechariah's Benedictus and Mary's Magnificat, Pope Francis' new encyclical, Fratelli Tutti, offers opportunities to reflect upon the presence of God in the year 2020. As you may know, last Sunday, October 3rd, Pope Francis was at Assisi, commemorating a day in advance, the Feast of St. Francis. In the spirit of his namesake, Pope Francis addressed this important message to all brothers and sisters. I got an insight into the encyclical the other day during a webinar sponsored by Georgetown University's Initiative. There I heard my fellow Jesuit, Cardinal Michael Czerny, remark, quote, "If Laudato Si taught us that everything is connected, then Fratelli Tutti teaches us that everyone is connected," unquote. A link to the entire text of the encyclical is available on our website next to this homily. You may also find there a link to a 12-point summary by Georgetown University's John Carr. Please know that I proposed a parish forum by which you, the parishioners, can individually and collectively study and reflect upon this important document. Stay tuned for further announcements in this regard. Now allow me to say a few words about this important encyclical that echoes the ancient words of Mary and Zechariah. Amidst the Pope's many points, there are three I would like to consider. First, a concern about the ominous and regressive signs of the times. The Pope states, I quote, "Our own days seem to be showing signs of a certain regression. Ancient conflicts, thought long buried, are breaking out anew. While instances of a myopic, extremist, resentful, and aggressive nationalism are on the rise, we wish to emphasize that together with these historical advances, great and valued as they are, there exists a moral deterioration that influences international action and a weakening of spiritual values and responsibility. This contributes to a general feeling of frustration, isolation, and desperation." The Pope further notes, quote, "The world is itself crying out in rebellion. We are reminded of the well-known verse of the poet Virgil that evokes the tears of things, the misfortunes of life and history," unquote. Two, a second point to consider is the need for a process of authentic dialogue and encounter. The Pope writes, quote, "Together we can seek the truth in dialogue. relaxed conversation, or in passionate debate. To do so calls for perseverance and entails moments of silence and suffering, yet it can patiently embrace the broader experience of individuals and peoples. The flood of information at our fingertips does not make for greater wisdom. Wisdom is not born of quick searches on the internet, nor is it a mass of unverified data. That is not the way to mature in the encounter with truth. Conversations revolve only around the latest data. They become merely horizontal and cumulative. We fail to keep our intention focused, to penetrate to the heart of matters, and to recognize what is essential to give meaning to our lives. Freedom thus becomes an illusion that we are peddled, easily confused with the ability to navigate the internet. The process of building fraternity, be it local or universal, can only be undertaken by spirits that are free and open to authentic encounters. Unquote. And finally, the Pope makes an appeal to justice and peace and justice and fraternity prayerfully, shared by all religions. In his concluding statement, the Pope provides a litany of concerns to pray for. There's a whole page full of them. I will only mention the first. Quote, "For this reason, I would like to reiterate here the appeal for peace, justice, and fraternity that we made together. In the name of God, who has created all human beings equal in rights, duties, and dignity, and has called them to live together as brothers and sisters, to fill the earth and make known them. Allow me to conclude with the final words expressed by Pope Francis in this encyclical, echoing the words of St. Francis and harking back to the prayers of Zechariah's Canticle and Mary's Magnificat. Pope Francis prays, quote, "Lord, Father of our human family, you created all human beings equal in dignity. Pour forth into our hearts a fraternal spirit and inspire in us a dream of renewed encounter, dialogue, justice, and peace. Move us to create, heal their societies and a more dignified world, and a world without hunger, poverty, violence, and war. May our hearts be open to all the peoples and nations of the earth. May we recognize the goodness and beauty that you have sown in each of us, and thus forge bonds of unity, common projects, and shared dreams. Amen."